keep it out and save. The Home Depot has 15% off special order windows and patio doors from Anderson, the number one brand. They'll help keep your home cozy and your energy bills low. Want your windows installed? The Home Depot will give you 15% off that too. Save 15% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors, only from The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 12th. Install available in select markets only. See store for details.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. It is the Gym Class coming your way here on 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM on a Thursday afternoon. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. Good show coming your way. We're going to talk to John Cranton from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. Talk about the weekend in the NFL, college football and other things coming up with John. Also on the program, it is Carl and Ernie's Pick Six Day. We will assemble the panel and come up with our prognostications. That will be here in just a little bit. And also, we will have a Bowling Night in America wrap up from last night. A very interesting week five of the bowling season. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing all right.
Good.
Doing all right. A little bit overcast. Strange weather day here, not only in the state of Iowa, but obviously our friends down in the southeastern part of the United States under the gun as far as Hurricane Matthew is concerned, as pretty much if you're living along the Florida Gulf Coast, well, not the Gulf Coast, if you're on the ocean side of things, you have been told to get out of there and evacuate. That includes the Miami area, of course, and then up through Georgia. Of course, our friend Zach Johnson and his family living there. So we're thinking about them. And all the way up pretty much to the Carolinas right now. So a lot of weird weather going on there. And then down in southwestern Iowa here in early October, we got tornado warnings going on. So
strange stuff. Floods in September, tornadoes in October. Yeah, serious situation in Florida. And serious enough that the LSU-Florida football game in the SEC scheduled for Saturday has been postponed. No date yet set on that game. Florida Atlantic and Charlotte, another college football game, is postponed to Sunday. So I'm sure there'll be others as well.
As of right now, the big one, though, here's the power of television, Mr. Mark Dukes. Nothing yet on Florida State-Miami. Playing Saturday night. Oh, by the way, ABC national broadcast at that point.
I think you're going to have alternative programming there.
I got to think that they're going to move that game, wouldn't you imagine? I mean, you can't play a game just or they're going to move another game to prime time to come up with something to show on ABC.
Yeah.
Because you can't play a game in the middle of a hurricane.
You can't put people out in danger.
No, you can't do that. But nothing has been said as far as that game as of yet, but Florida LSU now has been postponed. A couple other games as well. Web.com championship set for this weekend in Florida has been canceled. They will not play that. And that tell you what, you talk about something. Yes, a football game is very big, but Web.com, you got guys that are trying to make the PGA Tour, and they're not going to have a chance to fulfill their dream this year, unless they make it through Q school. The automatic qualifiers are now set based on the last
25,
tournament that the Web.com Tour played.
Yeah, top 25 is going to get their cards. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk to John Cranton coming up in a little bit. Major League Baseball playoffs continuing today. We've got the nightcap tonight of the American League Divisional Series, and it will be Cleveland and Boston going at it. And we'll join up with that one at 7 o'clock for a 7:08 first pitch on that one. That'll be on 1600 AM on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You will get the National Football League coming up tonight. David Johnson and the Arizona Cardinals. Are they in a must-win situation here, Mark? At 1-3 as they go to Santa Clara to take on the San Francisco 49ers.
Getting pretty serious. And the 49ers aren't any great shakes, but without Carson Palmer at quarterback, Drew Stanton in for the Cardinals. You know, there's a lot of season left, but I would think Arizona needs to get to 2-3.
Navarro Bowman out, of course, for the San Francisco 49ers as well. He is out, I believe, for the season. And Arizona going into that game, a slight favorite, I do believe. But we'll see how it all plays out. Arizona is going to be, it sounds like, without Chris Johnson. So we may see David Johnson get a little bit more of the workload. No Carson Palmer tonight for the Arizona Cardinals either. It's Drew Stanton.
I think Johnson's going to be a big part of that offense tonight. He usually is anyway.
Yeah, we're getting ready for American League Divisional action coming up this afternoon. We'll keep you up to date on what's happening game one between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers. Is it safe to say that it's not if, it's a matter of when something's going to break out between these two teams? They do not like each other, and they have a history with one another.
No, it was a bat flip by Jose Bautista, one of the last times these two teams met, and it ended up with a fist to Bautista's face by Odor from Texas on second baseman. So I doubt Bautista will flip a bat if he hits a home run. If he does, he probably will not get to second base.
Yeah, we shall see. Like I said, we'll keep you updated on the Rangers and the Blue Jays, and we have the Indians and the Red Sox coming up tonight, game one of the ALDS, and then we'll get back into baseball on Saturday with the National League. We'll join up with the afternoon game with the Nationals and the Dodgers on 107.5 and 106.3 FM after the Iowa postgame show. And then during the evening hours on Saturday, and I know we've had a lot of people ask about it already because it is on Major League Baseball Network, Cubs-Giants Game 2 on Saturday night. We will have that for you. We'll start it off on the FMs, and then we'll go to all three coming up on Saturday night.
Regarding baseball, it's our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway out on First Avenue Southeast. By the way, they just saw a tweet from Emil's Hideaway. They are adding some items to the menu, a chicken bacon ranch pizza and among them. So check that out. And check out the poll question. With the MLB playoffs down to 8 teams, who right now is the World Series favorite?
We listed all 8. Cubs, Giants, Nationals, Dodgers, Rangers, Blue Jays, Indians, Red Sox. I think I have a sneaking suspicion what team is going to win this poll today.
If not the Cubs, who?
That's a good question. Good question. Go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. We are down to our final 8 because Connor Gillespie hit a 3-run home run last night.
Former White Sox.
Yeah, who never hit something like that, as valuable as a member of the Chicago White Sox. But he ended the Mets season last night as Madison Bumgarner was absolutely sensational last night.
As was Noah Syndergaard.
Was very, very good as well. And the Giants come away with the 3-0 win over the Mets. So the Giants advance. They will take on the Chicago Cubs starting tomorrow, late tomorrow night in Wrigley Field in Chicago. Over or under, how many people in attendance will be well lubricated by the time the first pitch is thrown at Wrigley Field?
What's
tomorrow?
It hold? Yeah.
Yes. We're just going to go with that. Do you get the? Tell you what, and we talked about this a little bit earlier on today in the sports office, that the Giants, you got Madison Bumgarner probably in game 3. Do the Cubs have to win the first 2?
It'd be advisable, I think.
And they can, obviously, with Lester and Hendricks going out there, but Johnny Cueto
tomorrow.
Been very good for the Giants. He's kind of been hot and cold, but when he's on, he's been really good. Cubs know him well, though, because of his time in the National League Central. If I'm the Cubs, I don't want to go to San Francisco in a 1-1 series, having to face Madison Bumgarner in San Francisco.
I think the San Francisco pitching can keep up with the Cubs more so than what the New York Mets could have done. And I just don't think the Giants have enough firepower. I mean, it's the second to last in home runs. You mentioned Bumgarner. I was astonished at the stat I saw today. In postseason, with runners in scoring position, hitters are 0 for 241.
Isn't that amazing?
That's incredible.
That just tells you probably he's due.
You think you get a bleeder through the infield somewhere along the line with a guy on third,
yeah.
But not.
No, really hasn't been. He has been nothing short of outstanding in the postseason. And we'll see if that continues when they take... I agree with you about the Giants' offense. I think the Cubs obviously have a lot more firepower right now than the Giants do.
Mm-hmm.
But especially in a short series, best of five, which is the divisional series, anything can happen. And obviously the Giants had to throw Bumgarner last night, but if it's 1-1 going to San Francisco, Giants would take that in a heartbeat.
Oh, absolutely. And I think the two teams split are close to it during the regular season.
But
so.
They haven't played since very early in the season.
Right, correct.
Since very, very early in the year. Cubs, obviously the favorites as you go into it. And we're going to find out here in Eastern Iowa with our poll question at KGYMradio.com. 15 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Thursday edition of the show. As I mentioned, coming up tonight, your choice of football or baseball, as we will have game one between the Red Sox and the Indians. That'll be on 1600 AM. Meanwhile, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, you will get NFL Thursday night football between the Cardinals and the 49ers.
Alex isn't watching either one.
Why is that?
Memphis plays tonight.
That's
on
true. That's true. Memphis and Temple tonight. So his attention will be diverted away from baseball and professional football. All right, we're going to take a break, come back. We're going to talk to John Cranton from Las Vegas. Plenty to discuss. We'll have the pick six coming up in a little bit as well. So stay tuned. More to come. It is the Thursday edition of the Gym Clash. You can reach us via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600, with anything on your mind. Stay tuned. More to come after this.
This is KGYM's Alex Kuhn. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, tune in to 106.3 FM for the LaJames International College Tailgate Tour with Little Caesars Pizza and the Iowa National Guard. I'll be coming to you live from Solon before their matchup with Mount Pleasant. I'll be talking with coaches and getting ready for the action. The LaJames International College Tailgate Tour with Little Caesars Pizza and the Iowa National Guard. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 on the Gym.
Week 7 of the high school football season features a longtime Metro rivalry. Hi, this is Scott Udash. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM as Linmar takes on number 9 Prairie. The Lions will be looking to stay in the playoff hunt against a Hawk team that has won 5 straight games. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Linmar and number 9 Prairie. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM. Back with you at 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to get caught up with John Cranton. We have the pick six as well ready to go. We will get to that coming up here in just a little bit, plus a wrap-up of what happened last night at May City Bowl with Bowling Night in America. All that coming up here on the program. We'll keep you updated on what's happening game one between the Rangers and the Blue Jays. Coming up, Cole Hamels will take the mound for the Texas Rangers. But right now, we go to Las Vegas and bring in our friend John Cranton from Jim Feist Sports. You can check him out at jimfeist.com or on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Afternoon, gentlemen. October is just the best time of the year, really. And I think it's going to be an October that the Cubs fans are never going to forget.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah, tipping your hand right there, little John.
In a positive way, too. I mean, tell them to get VHS and DVDs ready. They're never going to want to forget this October.
Even against your Boston Red Sox from your area.
Oh, that'll be a sweep, please.
Hey, John, let's look at football tonight. The 49ers and Cardinals, not the most attractive games ever, but I think it's interesting that with Carson Palmer out, how that might have affected the line and your thoughts on this game.
You would think so, yeah, but the opposite has happened. The Cardinals went from 2.5 to 3.5, and it's just kind of a battle of the big ugly here. A couple of teams, 1-3. We knew the rebuilding 49ers, you know, would get off to a bad start, but nobody really thought the Cardinals would be like this. They've got talent. But just things haven't gone their way. And now Plummer being injured. Some of the numbers across the board are just ugly. The offense is 31st in the NFL in yards. They're having difficulty scoring points. They're 20th defensively against the run, which hasn't been a problem in recent years. And now with Plummer out, even with Plummer, he had 6 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, very erratic. Now they have to go to Drew Stanton. This guy's 32 years old. He's not really an NFL quarterback. Lifetime number is 12 touchdowns, 18 in picks. And that's kind of what we're seeing this year already. 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. So it's just a lot of problems with this team. The run defense I bring up, because that's really what the 49ers, it's really the only thing they can do. So you got a Arizona team that's 20th against the run, 110 yards per game. They're going to be facing this Chip Kelly no-huddle attack. That's what they can do. 10th in the NFL in rushing the football. Fortunately, that's about all they can do on offense. 30th in yards, dead last in passing. The quarterback play for the 49ers is subpar two. Blaine Gabbert, 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. So they really look to run the football, and the defense is in the middle of the pack to below average. So it's not a very good team, not a very good matchup tonight. The way I'm going to look at this game, though, is I really can't see a lot of offense. The total here in Vegas is 43. Seems kind of high for two teams with this kind of quarterback play. So I'll really step out here. 9-6 final score either way in the Snoozer Bowl one.
Oh, my gosh. 9-6. I think the Steelers scored again. No, that was a flashback to last Sunday night. Pittsburgh hosts the Jets this week, and man alive, the Steelers looked good. Chiefs are in a terrible situation, though. The Steelers, that was, you knew they were going to take it out on somebody, and unfortunately, my Chiefs got in their way.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah, it was an angry spot, a very talented team off a bad game, and Chiefs happened to be there, plus it was at home in Pittsburgh. And here's a Jets team that they really do have a lot of talent, but they're 1-3. So what's going on with this team? Well, number one is the schedule maker. It's just been brutal for them. They've got the toughest schedule here in the NFL, and it's showing. They're playing some close games for the most part, outside of getting blown out by Kansas City. And, of course, the Seattle game, too, was a home loss. But the quarterback play, too, has been the major problem here. Ryan Fitzpatrick. How long do you keep him in? 4 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. I was talking to Jim about it, and he says this guy took time off in the summer with that contract negotiation, so less time to study film, less time to get in game shape. Maybe that's the reason. I think that's a part of it. I think it's also the schedule. When you play defenses like the Chiefs in Seattle, you could be in trouble. The problem here is that Fitzpatrick hasn't just been struggling. He's been horrendous. 9 picks now in the last 2 games, and it's a team that, normally they look to run the football and have balance, but when your quarterback is doing that, it's tough to do that. And then you got a defense that should be a lot better. They're so talented on the defensive line, but they're in the middle of the pack in yards allowed. They're giving up some points here, 26.3 points per game, and it just doesn't get any easier. Pittsburgh, a 2-2 record, but as you pointed out, they're really much better than that with their talent. They got Le'Veon Bell back last week, and boy, what a talent he is, adding speed in the backfield as a passer as well as a rusher, and of course, Ben Roethlisberger, 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. This will be one of the top 5 scoring offenses in the NFL when the season ends. They're number 7 right now. And the defense is kind of a question mark for Pittsburgh. They do give up a lot of yards, and that's because their secondary is young. Well, what they do is they got some talent up front. They focus on stopping the run first, and that's kind of key here against the Jets. They like to run the football, but it's a pretty good defensive front. You really have to throw on Pittsburgh, and I'm not sure the Jets can do that the way Fitzpatrick is throwing to the other team. Pittsburgh, a 7-point favorite. It's been a solid 7 all week. The way I look at it is a total here, 48.5. He's a pretty good defensive front, and I don't know if I can trust Fitzpatrick to put up a lot of points. And when these teams meet, the under the Vegas total is 8-3, and the home team is also 7-3 against the spread. So it's too difficult to back the Jets keeping this one close, but pretty surprised to see it was more of a defensive battle, like a 24-16 kind of game.
We come back to the NFL in a minute. I think folks are anxious to hear what you have to say about Iowa and Iowa State this week, John, both on the road, Iowa at Minnesota. And it is a team that has struggled to defend the run, while Minnesota has been successful in that department. I couldn't believe Iowa was favored at the start of this.
Moved a little bit. Iowa 2 and now 1, and the total's gone down to 53-51. But, Iowa has the talent to be a top 20 team in the nation like last year. We've just seen a couple of hiccups these last 2 weeks. I was totally wrong about last week's game. I looked at the matchup with Northwestern and said, well, this Northwestern offense is terrible. In fact, coming into the game, they were 125th in the country in offense, and yet they've somehow put up 38 points. It was just, it's one of those games that's just hard to explain. Putting up almost 200 yards rushing against this Iowa defensive front really didn't, one of those games that doesn't make a lot of sense. The Hawkeyes on the ground, just 79 yards rushing. I mean, they're so much better than that. They just had a bad game. So bouncing back here is the key. They're not going to be able to do it at home. But this Minnesota team, the way to sum them up is, very good offense, but a weak defense. They had a game against Penn State last week where they went overtime but lost, and it was their first defeat of the season, losing by three. The strength of the Gophers here is the offense. Mitch Leidner is a senior quarterback. 5 touchdowns, 2 picks. He doesn't do it alone. Rodney Smith, very good back, almost 5 yards per carry. Drew Walatarski is a terrific wide receiver. But then you have to talk about the defense, too. They just don't have much defensive talent. The game against Penn State, they allowed 335 yards passing, 136 rushing. Kirk Ferentz is going to look at that defensive play and just think, well, we definitely should have balanced offense this week, which will really help in a bounce-back role. And when you look back at last year's game, it was all about offense. Iowa was a 9-point favorite, but it was a close game, 40-35 shootout. The key was LaShawn Daniels. He had to step in as a starter. It was just sensational, 195 yards rushing. Beathard had 213 yards passing, so they did whatever they wanted offensively. But Mitch Leidner, too, he played and had a very good game with 259 yards passing. And Iowa, though, had the perfect balance that Ferentz likes. They ended up with 272 yards rushing, 234 passing, 5.7 yards per carry. So, again, the matchups favor Iowa having pretty good offensive balance. So I actually look for Iowa to win this game. I think they should be favored. But I don't think it's going to be a runaway, though. I think it's going to be a close one. I wouldn't be surprised to see an offensive show here, maybe 27-26. But don't look for a runaway, and I think the odds makers have a good betting line on this. Should be a close one and a fun one. Close one either way.
Yeah, and I think Iowa fans would take a 1-point win or a 28-point win at this point. Iowa State goes down to Stillwater. Iowa State looked awful good against Baylor, but could not seal the deal in the fourth quarter. The Bears came back to win that particular ball game, and now Iowa State a big underdog as they go down to Boone Pickens Stadium to take on the Cowboys.
Yeah, 17-point favorite Oklahoma State is at home. Where we see the Vegas line movement, though, is the total. It moved quite a bit, 63.5 up to 66, and I would agree with that. And the reason for that is what we saw out of the Cyclones' offense. We know, we talked about how they have talent and experience at quarterback, and Mike Warren struggled early on, but, boy, they certainly got going last week. Warren, 130 yards rushing, just a tremendous offensive performance outside of that fourth quarter. 45-42 final as a big underdog. And Joe Lanning, he had been sharing time, but he kind of cemented the quarterback role, at least for now, with another terrific performance, 261 yards passing. So I guess we can say the Iowa State offense is finally clicking and playing up to potential. There's a bugaboo with the Iowa State defense. It's stopping the runs, 469 yards rushing against that speedy Baylor attack last week. Again, that is the thing you want to circle and say, figure out a way to bring guys up in the box, maybe 8 or 9 on first down, to try and halt teams a little bit on first down. But it doesn't really get any easier. Oklahoma State here, 3-2 record. They lost to a MAC team. Central Michigan is an 18-point favorite. On the other hand, they just crushed Texas, a very talented Texas defense. They put 49 points up on them. They also played a close game with Baylor, 35-24, a loss. But it's a very talented offense. Mason Rudolph, 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Justin Hill, great running back with 5 yards per carry. They just don't let up on offense. So the game last week against Texas was eye-opening defensively, as the Cowboys didn't have any defense. 568 yards they allowed. They had to do with offense. And it kind of points to what happened last year when these teams met. Oklahoma State was a top 10 team at the time. They were undefeated at 9-0. The Cyclones gave them quite a game offensively, 35-31 game, very close in the fourth quarter, too, and a close final score. So I'm going to look at which way the money's going here. Total of 66. Hey, when Oklahoma State is at home, they're on a 62-30 run over the total. Where the Iowa State offense seems to be clicking now, and it's a veteran, talented offense. I wouldn't be surprised to see them score some points. So I'm looking at I don't think it's a blowout, maybe a close one, but a 38-30 shootout, another fun one like last week.
I want to ask you about an SEC game, John, but before that, I don't know if you heard LSU in Florida has been called off this weekend and has not been rescheduled as yet. What does that mean for bets placed in Vegas?
Well, that means it'll be refunded because all kinds of things happen. The venue might change, and it was like a 1-point spread on the technically visiting team LSU in a low-scoring game. But, yeah, that'll all be refunded. I didn't know that either. That must be I know the rain has already started down there. Mm-hmm. That's going to affect several games on the East Coast this weekend.
Yeah, as I thought. Thanks, John. Why don't I ask you about Tennessee and Texas A&M, maybe the battle for pecking rights right behind Alabama in the league. It's going to be a dandy.
How does Tennessee win this week?
I know they haven't lost in quite a while, but they're certainly not doing it the right way. Interesting here, Texas A&M opened 5-point favorite at home, but now up to 7, and it's really what you were implying there. This team is undefeated at 5-0. Actually, both are, but Tennessee is just doing it with close calls and a bit of a mirage here. They have the talent. They were supposed to be a top 20 team, but well, they've been shaky. Overtime against Appalachian State, a miracle last week against Georgia. I mean, it's very difficult to get a gauge on this team. Part of it has been injuries. The other thing is the close calls they've been in. So their defense has been disappointing, particularly last week, giving up 31 points. And they're going to be on the ropes here against a very talented Texas A&M team. Kevin Sumlin has had some quarterback issues the last couple of years, but this guy is a sensational recruiter, regularly in the top 10 or top 20. And things are finally clicking this season at 5-0. They beat UCLA. They beat Auburn, shutting down the Auburn offense with 16 points allowed. And part of it is the Trevor Knight, the senior quarterback. He transferred from Oklahoma. He really dazzled at Oklahoma, but he's fit this Neil Mazzoni offense pretty well. 7 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. And what skill position talent this A&M team has. Trayvon Williams is a freshman running back, 9.5 yards per carry. And the wide receiver core is talented, big, and loaded. Their top 5 targets are back. They come off a game against South Carolina where they gave up 13 points. And that's kind of the underrated thing with this A&M team. Someone's been really good at recruiting defense. And last year when they brought in John Chavez as the new defensive coordinator from LSU, they went from 77th in the nation in points allowed to just 29. So this is a team that is for real. So it's difficult for me to back this walking miracle here of Tennessee. So I'm going to look at a higher scoring game here. Texas A&M maybe 33-23, unless, of course, this is the miracle team of 2016.
Hey, they may have something going back and behind them. Who knows? A little bit of mojo going right now in Knoxville. Alabama goes on the road. Night game. They go to Fayetteville to take on Arkansas. Is this a possible speed bump here for the number one team in the country?
You might think so at first glance here with Arkansas playing well at 4-1. The bettors are saying Alabama 2-touchdown favorite on the road of 14. Where I notice is the total gone down from 51 to 49.5, and a lot of that is, Alabama's got NFL-caliber defense. Maybe this is a defense is going to be totally dominant again like they were last week against Kentucky, giving up just 6 points. Freshman quarterback Jalen Hurts has been just outstanding, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. Really no let-up with this team, the way they can plug in their talent. The defense just playing so well. This is a game of the year, really, for Arkansas and Brett Bielema. He has quarterback Justin Allen playing exceptionally well, 12 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and the defense has coordinator Rob Smith. Locals in your area might remember him because Bielema and Smith worked together at Iowa back in the 90s, and he did wonder for Arkansas last year. They allowed 30 points per game 2 years ago, and it's just 19 per game last year, so it's a pretty good Arkansas defense. I don't know if they're going to be able to hang with Alabama here. This is just such a talented team. So the way I'm going to look at it is defense. When Arkansas plays SEC teams, we notice they're 9-4 under the total. They do like balance and like to run the football. Well, so does Alabama with that powerhouse defense. So I'll go with maybe a 24-13 final score. Not sure if it's going to be a blowout, but I can't see many points being scored, so I'll look at under in this one.
Go back to the NFL, John, for a minute. My Bears, injury-ravaged Bears, with Brian Hoyer at quarterback. Take on the Colts. They haven't exactly set the world on fire. So what do we need to know here?
Well, we know that they got the Bears got a nice win last week, 17-14. And at this point, after 2 games, Brian Hoyer is actually playing better than the starter. 4 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He's had a back-to-back games over 300 yards passing. And the defense, too, is playing better now. It's number 10th in the NFL in yards allowed. It's a young D, and that is a weak spot. But they're playing pretty well now under Hoyer. They're an underdog here, 4.5 with a total of 48. And this Colts team, you know, they've got Andrew Luck, they've got T.Y. Hilton, but it's clear the management, the front office, doesn't know much about building some of the other aspects of the team. Because all around, this is a weak team. They got a bad coaching staff, in my view, very bad offensive line. and a terrible defense. 1-3 on the year. They come back from the game at London. This will be the first time that an NFL team comes back from London and doesn't have a bye week. It's an interesting situational thing to keep in mind. And what a terrible offensive line. 15 times Andrew Luck has been sacked. That means they're on pace for 60 sacks. We knew they were bad last year. They really didn't address it in the offseason. And how can you do that? You got a franchise quarterback like this, but you don't think about protecting them. You're just really not big on this team. The loss to Jacksonville, 30-27. They were in the role of favorite. They were down 23-6. Think of the defense. Just can't stop anybody. Some of the technicals are pretty good in Indy's favor, but that was going back 2 or 3 years when they actually had better teams than this. So I don't believe, I'm not backing Indianapolis as a 4.5-point favorite. I think this is a 2 or 3-point game either way. But I will look at both defenses being below average in an indoor game. That's a pretty good quarterback play. So I'll look at a shootout offensive show, maybe 27-24. Yes, Mark, either team is capable of winning, but don't look for much defense.
All right. One more game here before we let you go here, John. That would be the Sunday Nighter between the Giants and the Packers up at Lambeau. The Giants have played a killer schedule so far this year. They got problems with Odell Beckham on the sidelines, worrying about that. And now
he's
now they got to go to Green Bay. Do they have any shot to beat the Packers?
Well, yeah, they should have a shot with a guy like Eli Manning, all this offensive talent. On the other hand, the odds makers are saying, now let's make Green Bay a 7-point favorite. A pretty talented team to be such a big underdog. The total here is 48. And Giants still learning this playbook somewhat under Ben McAdoo, who was the offensive coordinator last year. They're one of the teams right now that moves the ball in the middle of the field. Sensational. Top 6 in offense and passing yards, but 27th in points. Their red zone play has been shaky, and that's hard to figure with a guy like Eli Manning and then Beckham and Sterling Shepard, the rookie, and even Victor Cruz did play a great defensive team in the Vikings on Monday night, so perhaps that was a part of it. And then you get October has really been the time for the Giants to shine, 31-16 against the Las Vegas number in this month. And here they are, the big dogs, so a Packer team coming in off the bye week. Packers last year struggled with offensive yards and points, and a lot of people looked at that and said, well, Jordy Nelson isn't there. But same thing is happening again. And I'm starting to attribute it to the coaching staff trying to force balance out of the offense. But, you got to go with your strengths. Here they are, 29th in yards, 29th in passing with a guy like Aaron Rodgers. I don't quite understand that. So, yeah, I think the Giants can keep this close simply because Green Bay isn't opening up things offensively like normally they would. So I'll look at a 3-point game either way.
More information at jimfeist.com. That's F-E-I-S-T, jimfeist.com. Tell us about that, John, and if you have a free play, let us know.
Yep, that free play NFL game tonight. Like I said, 9-6 final score. I'll go under the total in the NFL game tonight. Jim Feist stepping up Saturday with his college football game of the year since 1999, 12-4-1. You can find it online at jimfeist.com, or if you want to get a half-price special, it's actually 3 days of plays, including that game of the year, 866-546-9467, or just go to jimfeist.com.
All right, lots of things going on. October is a whole lot of fun. John, appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
John Krant joining us from Las Vegas and Jim Feist Sports here on the Thursday edition of the program. We're going to get to the pick six coming up here in just a little bit. The Rangers and the Blue Jays just about ready to get things going down in Arlington as well. Let's talk a little bowling. But before we do that, Mark, let's do this. Let's get somebody out there a chance to win a Dr. Pepper prize pack. And we've been giving these away all throughout the week here on KGYM. And big thanks to Steve Carter, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper Snapple for helping us out here on KGYM and on the Gym Class. We have a 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper, 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper swag, some KGYM swag, and it could be yours out there. Caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you are going to pick up a Dr. Pepper prize pack. All right, now, Mark, with that being said, we'll find out who our winner is coming up momentarily. Let's talk about bowling last night. Week number 5 of the prestigious Evergreen League at May City Bowl, the exclusive sponsor of Bowling Night in America on KGYM and on the Gym Class.
Well, I was off, you were on, and all I know is what you text me. So I'll turn the floor over to you.
Oh, we got hammered the first two games by Mike Hoskins.
On bowling or?
Yeah, yes. Bowling. No. On bowling, yes. Right. Yeah. Mike's team, they said that, he mentioned something about the fact that we said something. That
really?
We were going to beat them. I don't recall that, but that's what he says, and I'm going to take Mike at his word. And they took it out on us in the first two games. Beat us by a combined total of 130 pins. So what does, including the Rusty Nails in game two, giving away a 70-pin lead in the last four frames. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, we come storming back in game three and win it by 141 pins to somehow eke out two games last night and go to 11-9 on the year.
Impressive, because you were not very optimistic in your texts, including in game three. But great comeback by you guys. And, yeah, tied for fourth now at 11-9. Not a bad start. Not a bad night for one Mitz family either.
It was a good night for the Mitz family.
Marcus Mitz in our league rolled 247, 279, 279. I'm not sure in that order, but he had an 805 last night.
Pretty darn impressive.
The 279s tied by Roger Taylor for a high game in the league. And then Marcus's wife, Faith, bowling just a few alleys in a different league from us, rolled her first 700.
Right on the button, I believe.
267, 700 for Faith Mitz. So I imagine there was some celebrating going on in the Mitz household last night.
Even though the Chiefs lost on Sunday night.
I'm pretty sure Marcus put that behind him.
Yeah, I have to. So great way to go.
Yeah, if you want to check out the equipment, there's a nice new pro shop, relatively new, a year old anyway, at May City Bowl. Andy running the great shop in there. Also, open bowling parties. May City's used to hosting those. If you have any questions, give them a call at 362-0136 or visit the website at maycitybowlcr.com.
All right, 341. We're going to get to a break coming up in a moment. Right now, our poll question up, presented by Emil's Hideaway. And let's see. I'm going to see here exactly what we got going on. Right now, get out there and vote, first of all. Right now it is Boston with about 67% and the Cubs with the remaining 33%.
We offer you eight choices as to who is the World Series favorite now.
With the MLB playoffs down to eight teams, who right now is the World Series favorite? Cubs, Giants, Nationals, Dodgers, Rangers, Jays, Indians, or Red Sox?
Kenneth on the text line, I went with the Cubs. I'm a diehard Cubs fan, and they're bound to win it eventually, right? Plus, I was right about Bumgarner last night. Cajun Troy, it's 2016. Giants win in even years.
Even number of years.
Kyle at 93-14. Guys, what am I supposed to do? Baseball usually lasts till November for me. Hawks stink. Cards are out. My wife is going to be sick of me 2 weeks from now. Just bought a Giants hat. That made me feel better.
All right, we're going to get the panel together. We're going to have the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six when we come back here on KGYM. May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
This is the Xavier Report, presented by Schimberg Company.
The Xavier football team raised their record to 6-0 on the season with a 45-0 shutout of Independence at Saints Field on Friday. The Xavier defense held the Mustangs to minus 14 yards rushing in the game and 40 total yards of defense in the victory. Quarterback Bryce Schulte was 11 for 14 for 173 yards and two scores through the air, and also ran for a pair of touchdowns to lead the offense. The Xavier volleyball team, rated number 4, took on number 3 rated Dubuque Wallert in a battle of MVC Class 4A heavyweights Tuesday night in Dubuque. Wallert prevailed in straight sets. Charlotte Richards had 15 kills for the Saints. Xavier will compete at the Centerpoint Urbana tournament Saturday. The boys' golf team concluded their season with a 7th-place finish at the Boys Golf District meet in Cedar Falls on Tuesday. Ryan Keating led the Saints with an 81.
The Xavier Report is brought to you by Schimber Company, family-owned and serving the Cedar Rapids community since 1918. Schimber Company, proudly supporting the Saints.
Happy fall, y'all. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. Thanks to a very successful anniversary sale, I'm all stocked up with quality pre-owned vehicles. It's Stocktober, and these cars are ripe for the picking and bursting with savings. Right now, get a nicer, newer car with only $7 down. Squash your old ride and get the nicer, newer car you've always wanted for just $7 down. Plus, my For the People credit approval process has the banks and lenders falling all over themselves to approve you. So don't spend another minute in a car you hate. Carve out time to visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today. We've got the wheels and the deals that are ripe for picking. But hurry, this deal ends when all the used cars are gone, or the end of the month, whichever comes first. I'm Dave Wright, your dealer for the people. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru this weekend at the corner of North Center Point Road in Boyson, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval, vehicle purchase price of X actual discount. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back at 3:46, Thursday edition of the Gym Class KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, it'll be the LaJames International College Tailgate Tour. We will be live at Cedar Rapids Prairie as the Hawks get ready to take on the Linmar Lions tomorrow night. And Alex Kuhn in the South Gym, he will be down at Solon as the Solon Spartans get ready to take on the Mount Pleasant Panthers coming up tomorrow night as well. Todd Brommelkamp is in the house. Good afternoon, Todd.
Scott, congratulations on your win last week here in the Pick 6.
3-2. Wow.
it got the job done, and that's about all we can say about that. None of us are really doing fantastic so far.
No one is doing really well.
What are we, week 6?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Time flies when you're having fun, right? Yeah. So, Scott, you get to bat leadoff here. We're trying to win someone a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub located on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. And we're going to start with Iowa State at Stillwater this weekend, where Oklahoma State is a 16.5-point favorite.
We just heard John Cranton say, take Iowa State and the points in this one. And, hey, hard to believe, a high-scoring Big 12 affair down there. I'm going to go with John. I'm going to go with my man, John. And I'm going to take Iowa State, take those 16.5. Love the hook, Mark Dukes, on this one. Love the hook.
Until it's a 34-17 game, give me Oklahoma State.
I've gone against Iowa State pretty much every week, and they've bitten me every single time. So I'm going to go with I'll go with Iowa State to cover.
Going to go with Iowa State to cover here. Todd?
I'll go with Oklahoma State to cover. But if Iowa State plays well, then I'm going to start buying in. But I'm at least I'm holding off for at least one more week.
One more week. Okay. Tyler, you have the 5th pick.
Yeah, I like Iowa State. After what they did last week against the Bears, I think he can carry over another week. Give the clones.
Give him the clones. Sean Krantz joining us here, the proprietor at Carl and Ernie's and at the Coach's Corner in Iowa City. How you doing, Sean?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great. First of all, before you give us a pick, let us know the details Saturday. Iowa taking on Minnesota on the road. What time will you be open on Saturday?
Yeah, we'll be open at 10 a.m. at both places. We'll have $5 32-ounce domestic drafts and half-price pizza. same road special that we have all year long.
Very good. Very good. As we try to bring the pig back to Iowa City. What do you think, Iowa State at Okie State?
I was shocked last week that they almost won that game, but I think that was just a one-game deal. So I'll take Okie State.
Going to go with the Cowboys. Game number two.
Mark, let's head to Dallas and the Cotton Bowl, which this game isn't actually played at the Cotton Bowl anymore, but Oklahoma and Texas. It's the Red River. I still call it the shootout.
Even though you can't do that now.
They want to call it the showdown, yeah. Everybody's politically correct. Oklahoma, a 10.5-point favorite over the Longhorns.
Don't really like the hook there, but I think Oklahoma's a much better football team. Charlie Strong hanging on by his fingernails there at Texas, but I still think Oklahoma's a much better football team.
And you're going with Oklahoma. All right.
I haven't been impressed with either team this year. I guess I'll take Texas after the news came out that Charlie Strong will probably be out at the end of the season. Maybe they rally around Charlie Strong and get the job done.
I'm going to go with Texas here as well. Not liking that selection, but Charlie Strong has tended to bring his best game when Bob Stoops is involved. So I think Texas can keep it close. OU wins. Texas covers.
This is like that scene from the movie where the bad guy's hanging onto the ledge and he gets his last word before he slips and plunges all the way to his death. This is Charlie Strong saying, "Thanks for the good times," before Bob Stoops stomps on his fingers and lets him fall to the rocks below into the quarry. Yeah, give me Oklahoma.
Except there haven't been a lot of good times so far. Maybe one. Sean, you like Oklahoma or Texas?
Every time I've taken big game Bobby the last few years, he screwed me. So I guess I'll go with the Longhorns. I'll take Texas.
I'm going against everything in my head. I think Oklahoma is going to win this thing by 10.5, and Charlie may not make it to the end of the day as a coach of the Texas Longhorns. We'll see. Todd, non-conference game three.
No one can win a game by 10.5 points, by the way. But I think I understand what you mean there. You think Oklahoma's going to win. Michigan State and BYU. This is obviously a non-conference game. It's played in East Lansing. And the Spartans, Alex Kuhn, are a 6-point favorite.
I think last week was pretty much rock bottom for that football team in East Lansing. I think that their woes continue, and BYU not only covers but pulls off the upset.
Oh, calling a shot.
Very interesting here. I'm going to ride with Michigan State here, and this is it. This is the last chance that I'm giving them. But I think the Spartans can win at home.
You know who BYU played last week, right?
Toledo. It was a hell of a game.
They combined for 108 points. Toledo's giving BYU a game.
I heard Toledo got robbed.
Toledo's by the officials. 3-1 and approaching the top 25. That's all right.
That's just a rumor, by the way.
I like the Spartans.
Sean.
Speaking of Toledo, is anybody here from Balbinot out there? How's he doing?
He's doing great. He's doing great. Okay. Having a good time. They're 3-1, man.
Yeah, I hear you.
Should be 4-0 if it weren't for the officials.
You know he's saying that. Michigan State's like us. If something's wrong with them. I don't get it. I guess I'll go with BYU.
I think Sparty's going to get back together this week, and I'm going to take Michigan State. Mark,
I think you ought to get a half a point for something, you know, like a missed 2-point conversion or something. I don't know.
Mark's reworking.
I think Michigan State's had enough, and they're going to beat BYU soundly. How about that?
There you go.
All right, I get to start with Ohio State and Indiana, this game being played at Ohio Stadium, where the Buckeyes are a 29-point favorite over Kevin Wilson and the Hoosiers. They're coming off absolutely waxing Rutgers last week. Indiana's a little bit better than Rutgers, but I think Ohio State, they cover again, a massive spread. I'll roll with the Buckeyes.
Tyler.
Make it two in a row.
All right. Sean, Ohio State or Indiana?
Yeah, big-time coaches like Urban Meyer and Harbaugh, they're just going to keep winning, 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 winning big. Getting paid big money, but they're winning. Got to go with Ohio State.
All right. I'm going to do it as well. I'm going to go with Ohio State. If this was in Bloomington, I'd take Indiana in the 29.5, but they aren't nearly the same team on the road. So give me the Buckeyes rolling again.
I like Kevin Wilson. I don't know if he's got any sort of chance here, but if they lose 38-10, I'll take Indiana.
That a guy.
Whatever. Mark's got the best record individually. Who knows?
Whatever. This I thought was the hardest one. I guess I'll go with Ohio State at home. I think they're by far the best team in the Big Ten, and they'll prove that once again.
Mark. Well, the second best team in the Big Ten is on the road in Piscataway this weekend, Michigan. A 26.5 point road favorite over the Scarlet Knights, Tyler.
Nap. Not enough points. Michigan, huge.
Huge. John.
Yeah, just like I said about Harbaugh. They'll come to play. They'll win big. I'll take Michigan.
Ditto. Michigan's going to blow the doors off of poor Rutgers. They have basketball to look for. I got nothing.
Yeah, Rutgers even without its best player, so Michigan rolls.
Island, Alex? Island?
I don't think Rutgers is going to score more than 7 points. I'll go with Michigan.
Island?
Don't you do it.
Island?
Don't you do it.
Hell no. Michigan. Well, that's boring. Well, at least we had one person take Indiana. It's boring having those two. Who the hell picks these games? Let's head north to TCF Bank Stadium Saturday. It's an 11 a.m. kickoff. We'll break it down here on KGYM at 9 a.m. on our FM frequencies for Before the Boom. Iowa is a two-point favorite on the road. We're going to start with you, Sean, our tiebreaker this week, Minnesota's rushing yards in the game.
Yeah. Huh. How in the hell are we a two-point favorite?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Makes me wonder. I've seen nothing good. I mean, it's awful. I'm going to go with Minnesota, guys. I've lost confidence in this team, and I can't believe I'm saying that. I'm a big-time Hawk backer. I love them, but something's wrong in that locker room. I've got to go with Minnesota. I hope to God I'm wrong. They're going to have a lot of rushing yards. I'm going to say 230.
230.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to go with Minnesota as well. I'm going to go 176.
Mark Dukes, do you want me to drop the breaking news sounder?
Yeah, whatever Sean just said.
Breaking news, Sean does not take the Hawkeyes.
I hate doing it, too. I hate it.
I like Minnesota by a touchdown. They're averaging 228 on the ground. Give me 228.
Might as well have just taken 229 and made Sean angry.
I like Minnesota in this game between three running backs and a quarterback who can run. I'm going to go 297.
Waha!
Well, I'm going to take Minnesota here as well, and I'm going to play the role.
Who picks these games?
I'm going to play the role of the eternal optimist and say that Iowa holds Minnesota to 160 rushing yards.
Tyler.
Just call on your brother when you need a hand. Fight for Iowa. Bring that pig on home.
I don't think that's the words, but go ahead. Keep going.
I like the
You're
Hawks.
Rolling.
I like the Hawks. There's no way Kirk lets this bleed through to Minnesota.
Sorry.
Was that actually Kirk?
I didn't realize my microphone was on there. My bad.
Was that actually Kirk? You know, I don't think Kirk's going to let this bleed through. I've been standing up for Iowa too much this week. Dave, that's not an invite to pick up the phone and call. Can you real quick, let me just get caught up since I'm the last one on the rushing numbers. Give me, if they're going to win, that means they've got to stop the run. Give me.
Might as well go one.
He's going to go one.
Go one.
Ah, uno.
One. There we go.
You're no threat to Bethard's relatives. You're in the music business, by the way.
Nashville and Knoxville aren't that far from each other, Duker. That's 3 hours 40 west.
Hey, Sean, again, give all the details Saturday morning at Coach's Corner and at Carl and Ernie's.
Yeah, both places will be open at 10 a.m. We got 32-ounce, $5 domestic draws, and half-price one-topping pizzas at both places.
Awesome pizzas.
Also, tomorrow, for all the Cub fans out there, I know Coach's Corner is the home of the 11-time world champions, but Cub fans' money's green as well, and we're going to be having $4.22 Bush Light draws and $8.99 Jack Dom Italian beef sandwiches during all the Cub playoff games.
And Sean, I guess the better question is, when are you picking up lunch? Since you've got an offer, you got to pay
do
off.
I get, Did I seriously get an offer?
3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'll get to you guys tomorrow. How about that?
Can we order something other than the Jack Dom?
You can order anything you
okay.
want. Guys.
Okay, there we go.
Thanks, Sean.
All right, I appreciate it. See you guys tomorrow.
All right, Sean Krantz from down in Iowa City. All right, we need six contestants. 319-366-1600. Hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if you come up and hitch your wagon up to the correct guesser, and I'm using guesser very loosely at this point, you will get a $30 gift certificate to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. APC coming your way next. We will talk to you tomorrow on the LaJames International College Tailgate Tour live out at Cedar Rapids Prairie.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Used car selection and savings. That's what keeps them coming to the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore. Manager Josh Orthel, tell them.
During our big re-grand opening sale event, we're seeing used car buyers as far away as Davenport, Dubuque, and Des Moines. And now through Saturday night, we've got what everyone wants.
Not hundreds of vehicles, thousands.
Over 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, every make and model, luxury cars, budget buys, family vehicles.
And shoppers always find the right price.
Payments from $99 a month, budget buys under $5,000 and financing as low as 1.9%. That's unheard of for used car buyers, but it's yours through Saturday night.
One place, the Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets.
Totally renovated showroom. We've added an extra acre of inventory, and don't let bad credit keep you from coming to the Coralville Used Car Superstore. Nobody works harder to get you approved. The re-grand opening, worth the drive from anywhere.
Now through Saturday night, the all-new Coralville Used Car Superstore across from Randy's Carpets. Log on, McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
Iron Eagle and Super Bowl winning coach Mike Holmgren here from Westwood One with a Thursday night football preview. We're in Santa Clara, California, getting ready for the 49ers and the Arizona Cardinals. Coach,